Good morning. I'm talking to you from Ennis in County Clare, where I'm photographing a wedding later today. Christian Payne, also known as Documentally, has brought to my attention that today is Star Wars Day. And I remember going to see Star Wars as a nine-year-old in Guildford. I lived in a village in Surrey called Abinger Hammer. Well, actually, I lived near a village in Surrey called Abinger Hammer. I lived in a street in the middle of nowhere near Abinger Hammer called The Dean, 24 The Dean. It was a great place to live as a child. There was a copse nearby and farmland, and it was a great place to live. But, of course, if we wanted to go to the cinema, we had to go to either Dorking or to Guildford. And I remember when Star Wars came out, the original Star Wars, that we had to queue round the corner. And I was very anxious that we might not get in. I went with a friend of mine, and it seems almost inconceivable to me now that our parents dropped us off at the cinema and left us as nine-year-old children. But I suppose in the late 70s, the world was a different place in that regard, maybe. Anyway, what do I remember of the film? I remember of the film that we got. I had pocket money. We both had pocket money, my friend and I. And we decided we'd be terribly grown up, and we'd take turns in buying a round of sweets. And we seem to have spent most of the film, fantastic though it was, during the boring bits, because as a nine-year-old, even a film like Star Wars has boring bits, popping down to the sweet stall, the sweet stand in the cinema, to buy our round of sweets. And I think we got through a silly amount of money. Well, silly for us as nine-year-olds then. But that's my memory of seeing Star Wars for the first time. And I also remember that at school we would collect bubblegum cards. At least I think they were bubblegum. I can't actually remember what the confectionery was that came with them. And I don't think anybody particularly cared. It was the cards we were interested in. And I remember there was a blue set of cards, and that was fairly easy to get, even in the village of Abinger Hammer. You could get the blue cards. Then there was a red set of cards, and they were a bit harder to get, but you could get them in Dorking, where I went to school. And then there was a third set, a yellow set, and they were as rare as hen's teeth, as far as I can recall. Very few of the boys that I knew at school had even seen a yellow one, let alone had one. But the red ones we could get through people at school if we didn't live in Dorking. And there's a slightly sad tale attached to that. I gave a friend at school some money to buy some red ones for me, some red packs of red cards. And on the Monday, I gave him the money on the Friday, and on the Monday I came to school. And this is truly sad. As a little boy, he'd been run over by a car. And I never saw him again. So sorry to end on that kind of a downer, but as it's Star Wars Day, I have both fond memories and sad memories of the first Star Wars film. I hope you, listening to this, only have fond memories.